Sunday night, Chovos Halvodos, Shar HaBitachon. I forgot where we're up to. Did we learn the seven things in Perek Sheni? We learned all seven?
Perek Shlishi.
Right, I explained why it's at a different order. Perek Shlishi talks about Perek Sheni. Perek Sheni is logic. Perek Sheni talks about the etzem bitachon, not bitachon in Hashem, bitachon in anything, the requirements to have bitachon. Having defined bitachon in Perek Aleph as you're relying on something in a way that you're calm because it's in something else's hands that's taking care of it. So Perek Sheni proceeds to say that will only be if the object of your bitachon is powerful and mighty and cares about you and knows what's going on about you in your life and is not lazy and knows what's good for you and cares about you and will do it for you even if it's undeserved. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those are the seven things of Perek Beis. Just to give reality to the definition of bitachon in Perek Aleph. So in other words, if you want to say, I'm going to rely on my uncle to give me the down payment for the mortgage. So my rich uncle, I have a rich uncle. So in order to truly rely on him in a way that meets the definition of bitachon, reliance, so it would have to be that your uncle is a nice guy and likes you and cares about you and nothing could stop him. Nothing could stop him from giving money, not even if his wife doesn't want you to give the down payment on the mortgage, and his money is totally safe, and even though you stepped into his tomato patch on your way to his house and you trampled his tomatoes, he's still going to like you and give you the mortgage, etc., etc. So the Chovos Halvodos pointed out in Perek Beis that no human being really has the requirements of, has all seven requirements for full-fledged bitachon. Again, full-fledged bitachon means if we did an EKG on the heart, my heart's totally calm. I have no worries, no anxiety, no stress. I'm very, very cool. That's now Perek Shlishi now shifts the battlefield to Hashem and says, okay, now there are five premises, five hakdamas, five ideas that you have to internalize and think about and be convinced of in order to develop full-fledged bitachon in Hashem. Those seven things are not enough for full-fledged bitachon in Hashem. We want to go past. Now, those seven things, theoretically, they would allow you to have bitachon in your uncle, in your rich uncle for the mortgage, or in your boss, in your bank. You have bitachon in the bank. I'm going to go to the bank. My money's going to be there. So, I'm calm. I don't know when the bank might be Lehman Brothers, and you shouldn't be so calm, but you're calm. So, Perek Shlishi already talks about how to the workbook, the workshop, the workbook, the manual for developing bitachon starts now in Perek Shlishi. This is what you have to do to develop bitachon in Hashem. Five things. The first of the five things is to think about and be convinced and realize that Hashem has all the qualities of Perek Beis. That's number one. And here he already elaborates a bit more and sometimes puts a different spin on the seven things, because now he's talking the poil, how you think about Hashem and how you are convinced that Hashem has these qualities. So quality one was Hashem loves you and cares about you more than any other, the most you can imagine, anybody that cares about you and loves you, even your mother, more than your mother. In fact, he says, Hashem sent your mother. What do you think your mother is? Your mother is Hashem, that Hashem sent your mother to shower you with love. So that's, okay, that was an interesting thought. Number two was, it's not the same order of Perek Beis, we explained why the last time we learned. Number two is that Hashem knows what's best for you. Hashem is the manufacturer, and the manufacturer is going to tell you when to make an oil change, and whether it's good to use this kind of gasoline or that kind of gasoline, and how often you should charge up the battery. And sometimes things happen to us, so we have to realize that's part of bitachon. Part of bitachon is to realize that Hashem knows what's best for us. Sometimes it might be best for our neshama. Doesn't always have to be best for our guf. But we internalize. How do you internalize this? You learn Shar HaBechina. Shar HaBechina came before. You learn Shar HaBechina, you get used to the idea that Hashem is a meitiv. You think about your life, how you got to where you are today, and you say, well, look, I didn't do anything to deserve that. Things could have gone wrong so many parts of my life, and Hashem, you know, He got me to where I am today. I even have a car. Whoever has a car, like, I live in Eretz Yisrael and I have a car. Like, that's it. What more do you want? I heard there's a guy, Zacharia Wallerstein. He's related to the Wallersteins of Or Yitzchok, and my son goes to yeshiva. So he speaks, and he speaks. You can watch him on YouTube, Chas V'Shalom. He gives speeches, and he's a very, very good speaker, very funny speaker, very good guy. So he said that when he was a kid, he said the following story, and we're going to have to stop after the story. I was attracted to the story because my son did the same thing. He said when he was a kid in school, he ran away from school, and he hid in the woods behind the school. And nobody knew where they were, and they mamash started searching all over for him. And my son, Shai Moshe, did the same thing. Anyway, so he said the principal, they caught him, and the principal took him to every single class and smacked him. In those days, you're allowed to do that without going to jail. Right? The principal went, and he took him to every class, and he smacked him. He said, this is what this boy did, and he smacked him. Embarrassed him in front of everybody. Nowadays, we would hire three therapists to take care of this poor kid. Right? And he smacked him up, and he said, Kocha Yosela kid that runs away from school and hides in the woods. He rather made a good joke. He said after the third class, he turned to him and said, maybe we can make an assembly? But the point of his speech, that was a good joke, but the point was, he says, who knows, he was talking to, not Bali Tshuva, but off the derech, on the derech, that's who they deal with, the Wallersteins. Very, very special, wonderful people. Anyway, he said, who knows if I am what I am today because of those smacks. You know, who knows? Maybe dafka that smack and that lesson that I learned and that embarrassment that I felt and that wham, maybe that... Now, nowadays, you can't say something like that. Nowadays, it's the kids that are in the park that you say, you know why? Because their Rebbe smacked them in front of the whole class. That's nowadays. Maybe we'll talk about that. I have a whole rant on that because of something that happened when I was away. But Al Kapana, that's what he said. My point is, even when something bad happens to us, look at me, I got fired from Eshet Torah, and now I'm a Rovin based Tefillah. Look at that. What do I think about that?